The fourth factor is the pharmaceutical industry, which has an enormous financial stake in defining more and more problems as being symptoms of a disease. If we're talking about a disease, then it's appropriate to have prescribed drugs to treat the disease. This is a problem in the developmental disability area. It's not uncommon to find children and youth with severe behavior problems on multiple medications. They can't communicate the side effects or impact of these medications. There's been an enormous increase in the use of psychotropic drugs in our society in general, and certainly with children and adolescents. Having the transformation, where more and more young people and adults get diagnosed with a mental disorder that requires a therapeutic intervention with psychotropic drugs being a part of it, in many cases, legitimizes this. Based on Horwitz's historical research and hypothesis, it's important that the transformation occurred and that there are a number of factors that contribute to it.